Praise God. Tonight I call this taking ownership of your healing. And I believe God showed me some things this week. And I just want to welcome all of you. I'm so thankful you came. Hallelujah. Romans 4:13. Let's go there. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Hallelujah. Therefore is of faith that it might be by grace to the end that the promise might be sure to all seed. Are you one of his seed? Then that promise is to you, to all seed, not to that only which is of the law, but also that which is the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now let me read you that in the Amplified. It says, therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith. What you get from God, I've been saying that for years. What you get from God, you're going to get by faith. If you don't get it by faith, you won't get it. Hallelujah. If it's not your faith, it's somebody else's. You know what? I could probably get you healed on my faith, but you're going to have to keep that healing on your own. Hallelujah. Because Satan comes immediately to try to steal the word that's sown in your heart in order that it might be given as an act of grace, unmerited favor, to make it stable and valid and guaranteed to all his descendants. Are you a descendant of Abraham? Yeah, you are. Not only to the devotees and adherents of the law, but also those who share the faith of Abraham, who is thus the father of us all. If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This is powerful, people. I want to show you how to take delivery if you're going to ever have anything. If you buy a new car, sometimes they tell you to come back the next day, you know, because they need to prep the car for you. And then you can take delivery. Anybody ever buy a new car and they tell you, you know, they want to get it ready, they want to clean it up? The same way, you know, we have to receive from God. You understand that? He did the prepping, and now we have to take delivery of what he paid for. You understand? We don't pray, oh, God, come do this, come do that. He delivered it. Hallelujah. Come on. He delivered it to you. But you got to take possession. Hallelujah. Bless God. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Sometimes the church acts like it's competing with the devil. Hallelujah. I'm thinking, like, big fight here. You know, the devil against God. No fight. Jesus already kicked his rump. Hallelujah. Did him in. Hallelujah. Bless God. You understand? He did it. He did it. Most of the church don't know it, but it's a paid for fight. It's already done. I'm telling you, he drugged that buzzard through the halls of glory. Hallelujah. And it wasn't done in some dark corner. It was done out for everybody to see. Glory to God. All the imps and the demons and the angels also saw him pull that buzzard right out down through the streets. Glory to God. He was whipped and he was stripped of all authority. You understand that? He still has some power, but he don't have any authority because you have authority over his. Jesus said, behold, hey, look, I, Jesus, give you whatever your name is. The authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power. Say all. All the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Do you understand that? He has some power. But you have power over his power. And you have authority over. See, Satan got the authority from Adam. But then Jesus came, bought it back. And then turned around and gave it right back to the church. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Bless God. And the churches act like we've had no power. They've act like we don't have any authority. They've act like we have no joy. Hallelujah. They've act just like the world acts. I'm going to tell you something. I want to pull that out of you tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to quit acting like the world. Hallelujah. We're going to begin to act like children of God. Hallelujah. Act like that we have some power and some authority. And like we have something to be happy about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People say, how are you? I always say, I'm great. They look at you funny, but bless God, it's my choice. I can be great if I want to. Hallelujah. But see, the world is saying church versus state, trying to bring the church down to the level of the world. But the church is so much higher. You understand? You're part of the church. The church is not this building. The church is the people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Higher than the state. In fact, if you look at it, there'd be no no state, if it wasn't for the church. You understand that? We need to take the church and put it back where it's supposed to be. We need to take our level of faith and put it back where it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. We need to begin to walk not as mere men, but as children of the living God. We need to walk like that. Walk like we have some authority. Walk like we're going to heaven. Hallelujah. Walk like we're not defeated and down. Hallelujah. Walk like victors instead of victims. Hallelujah. Bless God. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah, give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Psalm 66:3, the Amplified says to God, "How awesome and fearfully glorious are your works. Through your greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves to you with feigned and reluctant obedience." Now, compare this to Ephesians 1:17, "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding." Now he's saying, get a picture of this. When your eyes understand, you'll get a picture. You understand? If you look at the words, that's what it means. Hallelujah. "Being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints." See, bless God, he calls me his inheritance. I wouldn't necessarily say that. I don't think I'm such, an inheritance, but he counts me as his inheritance. Hallelujah. "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power." Up there, see, it said, through the greatness of your power in Psalm 66. And down here in Ephesians 1:19, it said, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power." Come on, say glory. The power that he's talking about is the power that the world has never seen. Ha ha. It's the power that will fix anything. It's the power that will reverse the curse. Hallelujah. It's the power that can annihilate any situation that ever comes up. You understand that? Hallelujah. Praise God. Anything that happens on this earth can be overcome by this awesome power. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Come on. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Cancer, all this junk that tries to come on us, it can be overcome by this awesome, mighty power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You have to meditate on this to get it. Your mind will say, "Well, I don't see it working in my life. I know Jesus has that kind of power, but I don't. I just can't believe that." Well, you got to take the word that says that and begin to meditate it and murmur it and think on it till it becomes so alive and so real in you. Hallelujah. That you know that it's the life of God in you. But you have to take his word and feed on what's in you. You understand? Or feed it into what, make that part of you. See, his word is life. The life that comes inside of you as you meditate it, you become one with that. Hallelujah. You have to meditate these truths and see it from his level, not your level. Do you understand? When he looks at you through the blood. He sees you through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're looking at you through you. He's looking at you through Christ. And all that has already been paid for. Hallelujah. You cannot do that without the Spirit of God showing it to you. And that won't happen without you meditating the word. You're going to have to take it. It'll transform your belief system. And some of you need to take the word of God and transform. You have believed some ungodly junk. But take the word of God and believe that. Some people have not taken the time to get his word down into their hearts. Get to believing it. You don't believe in it, seeing. I've told you that if you can see it in the spirit, you can have it. Hallelujah. I always go to the Lord and say, "Lord, give me a picture of that. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened. May I take a photograph of that?" Hallelujah. May I see it? Because if I can see it in my spirit, I can have it. Hallelujah. The way you got that image in you, it was to meditate on it, mull it over, murmur it until you get all the sustenance out of it. You understand? See, I got such a thing about believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved in your household. You know, I got that so strong in me. Glory to God. Not a one of my relatives, not a one. You know, what was her name? Hagar. No. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, I just had a brain flip or something. Rahab. If Rahab could hang a red cord, just a cord, a red rope out her window and save her whole family. And if you look that up, that's Shirtel kin. You know what Shirtel kin is? That's everybody's kin to you. Hallelujah. Then bless God. We have the real thing. We have the blood of Jesus. We don't have just a symbol. We have the blood of Jesus. So how in the world could one of your kids go lost? Well, sister, pastor, whatever. You know, they have their own will. You can't break their will. You know what? If I got a promise, I can stand on that. And God can put so much pressure on them that, bless God, they'll be glad. They'll be glad to turn to Jesus. You understand that? Hallelujah. We can travail in the spirit. Bless God, if one of mine had died lost, I'd raise him from the dead and get him saved. And if they wanted to die, go ahead. But bless God, not a one of my kids or grandkids is ever going to hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. I remember when Felicia, is that okay if I share that? Her cousin had committed suicide and something happened and she was so upset because she thought, you know, back before she had said to the Lord, Lord, not another one will ever go because somebody else had died earlier in their family. And she said, not ever another one of my family is ever going to go lost. Well, it looked like he'd gone lost. And we were so concerned about her because she got so upset. But you know what? Bev told her, she said, if God has to go to the level, the very bottom and get him. And she did like this. And somebody at the funeral, glory to God, somebody at the funeral come up to her and said he had a vision. And before he went out, slipped out of his body, she saw these sandal feet come up to him and reach down just like Bev did and got him. Hallelujah. See, you know what? You need to know who you are, what authority you have, and you lay hold on your family. But you know what? When you're worrying and crying and begging the Lord to come do something, you just annihilate what he can do. You understand? I mean, God can do anything, but he gave us some authority. And he said to me, as long as you cry and carry on and bind that thing to you, I can't do one thing for you. Hallelujah. It was when I released, and that was my brother. My brother wasn't saved at that time. It was my little brother, and he wasn't saved, and he was just living like a thug, and I was worrying. I mean, I was worrying. I was begging God to do something. And finally, the Lord said to me, Evelyn, as long as you bind him to you with worry, I can't help you. He said, I have said whatsoever I bind on earth, that you bind on earth is bound in heaven. I thought, oh, Lord, I am so sorry. I so cast him on the Lord. I even quit praying for him. I mean, I did every time I think about it. That's your problem, Lord. I cast him over on you. You want him saved, get him saved. Hallelujah. Wasn't long till he got saved. His wife got saved. Glory to God. We've just seen all kinds of miracles out of that. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when you get in the Word, it'll transform your belief system. That's why so many Christians are sick and broke. You know, they've not taken the time to get that word down into their heart, get to believing it. Believing is seeing. I told you that. The church is so powerful. We are. Verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through righteousness of faith. Do you see that the word seed there is so important? In Galatians 3:29 says, if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Do you see that when God promised Abraham, he promised you? And then he said, we're joint heirs with Jesus. Joint heirs. That doesn't mean you get half and I get half and you get a quarter and I get a quarter and somebody else gets a quarter or tenth or an eighteenth or whatever. Hallelujah. It means he got it all. I get it all. You get it all. Hallelujah. I'm joint heir. Hallelujah. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. Adoption. Hallelujah. Pastor Norma just got her book today. Hallelujah. And she's going to have books on orphan spirit. Hallelujah. And y'all need to get one. And when they come, I think she's got about a week till everybody can get one. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That means daddy. Man, we thought we were being disrespectful if we call God daddy. People said, oh, you're just bringing him down to your level. That's just, it's disrespectful. It is not. He said I could call him Abba. That means papa, daddy. The Spirit itself or himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. You know what an heir is? Heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Come on, say glory. I ask you this, what is an heir? It's somebody who inherits something. Hallelujah. The Bible is the last will and testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died and rose again and is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. To probate the will. Hallelujah. I love that. He's the one that's making sure we get all the inheritance that God has for us. I mean, he's going to back you, honey, but you got to take delivery of it. Hallelujah. You just got to take possession. Hallelujah. Bless God. It belongs to us. What belongs to us? Healing, deliverance, peace, joy, comfort, prosperity. It all belongs to us. But we have to take delivery of it. Take ownership. Lay hold on that. That healing's mine. Glory to God. That healing's mine. Long life is mine. Hallelujah. Bless God. Joy is mine. Peace of God is mine. Lay hold on it. Refuse to let the devil come in with anything else. Shows up at your door with a little depression, and you just welcome it in. Hallelujah. Bless God. I'm going to tell you something. You tell it no. Hallelujah. I have some authority here. You're not laying that on me. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah. Get your eyes off what you see and put your eyes a little higher. Hallelujah. Jesus bought it for us. He brought it to us. But we got to have to receive it by faith. You don't know who you are, know what belongs to you. That's why you can't take delivery. And that's why I'm up here preaching these last few weeks, who you are and what belongs to you. I know a wealthy family, and they have children. Now, I know more than one wealthy family, so I mean, you don't know which one I'm talking about. But anyway, their children have not always acted like they should. But that never kept them from getting what the rest of the family got. Do you understand that? They got to eat. They got cars. They had got to go to the doctor and the dentist when they needed it. They even got things most kids don't get. Did they deserve it? No. No, but they got it. Why? Because they're in the family. Hallelujah. I don't always deserve it. Hallelujah. But bless God, I'm in the family, so I get to take what the family gets. Come on, say glory. Boy, I tell you what, that just sets me on fire. Hallelujah. I noticed that Prince Harry came to the United States, went to Las Vegas, stripped his clothes off, and they did a little dance, and they took a picture. Reporters got a picture of that. Wasn't acting like a prince. I mean to tell you, didn't act like a prince or like he came from a royal family. But I have noticed that they didn't kick him out of the family, did they? He's still in line for the throne. Now, he may be way a lot, you know, there may be a lot of people ahead of him, but bless God, he's still got his place in line, doesn't he? He didn't get that position because he's a good little lad. And they just had to give it to him. He got the position because he was born into it. Come on. Whoa, glory. Hallelujah. I love that. I love that. Get this, people. You get healing because you're in the family. You were born in the family, and certain privileges come with your position. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. You see it? Hallelujah. Glory. You don't have the right to die early and young. Hallelujah. That thing that's trying to kill you has set up residence in there, and he is, I'm telling you, he's there illegally. And you do not have to put up with it. Glory to God. Do you deserve it? Can you ever get good enough to earn it? No. You just have to receive it because you're part of the family. Hallelujah. I'm a child of God because I was born into the family. Hallelujah. Just like the kids I talked about, they got into the family because they were born into it. So as a part of the family, they get what's in the house. Hallelujah. Harry gets what's in the house. You understand? Hallelujah. What's in the house? Healing, deliverance, abundance. Glory to God. When my kids were little, they got everything we had. There was bread in the house, and they got all they needed. There's bread in the house, people. Healing is the children's bread. Whatever you need, all you have to do is take it, receive it, take delivery of it. You say, well, I still got pain. That's a symptom. You understand? That's a symptom. My kids never had to beg me for food. They never had to work for food. They just got what was in the house because they were part of the family. They lived there. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. They weren't visiting. They lived there. Don't visit. Take up residence. Take what's available to the family. Oh, glory. He even talks about a table. He set up a table, glory to God, in the presence of your enemies. That's not heaven. Ain't no enemies in heaven. You understand? Hallelujah. That's talking about right here on this earth. We have taken that and made it a funeral dirge. Come on. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, in all the movies, you see the pastor going down with a casket following him. He's saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It's a great word, but it was made for here, not over there. Hallelujah. You understand? I have no wants. Hallelujah. Bless God. You were born royalty. You were born. See, Jesus will back you to have what's in the house. There is a healer in the house. He has the balm of Gilead. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus, the anointed one with his anointing. Hallelujah. See, glory to God, you were born into royalty. Take this home with you. You don't have to live in a poor family. We were born into royalty where there's plenty. Hallelujah. No shortages here. Hallelujah. You need to put up a sign there. Put it out on your front door. No shortages here. Hallelujah. Glory to God, no sickness here. This is a blessed house. Hallelujah. Well, people are going to think I'm dumb. Well, people probably think you're dumb anyway. They saw you come into church. Hallelujah. You start hanging around this bunch, well, they're going to think bad things, but that's all right. We'll prove them wrong. Hallelujah. See, we were born into royalty where there's plenty. No shortages here, but most of the family act like they're born into squalor. Hallelujah. And you're not going to get it by confessing, I can't afford. Now, kids, we can't have that because we can't afford it. I never, never say we can't afford. I can afford anything my Father affords me the money to get. You understand? I may not desire to spend my money like that right now, but you won't hear me say, I can't afford. You won't ever hear me say, I'm getting old. You know, the mind is first to go. You better watch what comes out of your mouth. Hallelujah. We were born into royalty. We can have, now it may not come on the next load, but glory to God, it's coming. You understand that? Hallelujah. You start believing God, you start tithing and giving and putting faith with it, and bless God, you're going to come up and up and up and up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I may have not have got there, but I've left the station. And I'm on my way. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, people are waiting for things to line up in their life before they receive what they need. Well, when the pain leaves, I'll know I'm healed. When the x-ray shows that there's no tumor, I'll know I'm healed. Listen, people, you can't do that. You got to take it now. You got to take delivery. Jesus paid for it. See it as a done deal and take delivery. Hallelujah. When my kids were doing things they shouldn't, I didn't tell them move out until you can never do anything wrong again. Then you can come back and eat. No, they just continue to eat and grow in spite of all their shortcomings. So did I. You know, hallelujah. We provided for them when they what they needed to sustain them as they were growing up into fine adults that they were to become. But when they were little and didn't know how to eat, and they didn't know how to walk either. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the first step my kid took, oh, glory. I called everybody and said, my kid's walking. They wasn't walking. They fall down half the time, but I saw them walking. Hallelujah. They say, mama, oh, they're talking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had one kid that used to push his whole hand into his mouth. All the food came. He'd pick it up. And, you know, he's just a little baby. He didn't know how to eat, but I didn't throw him out. I kept him. Hallelujah. Praise God, I didn't throw him out because he didn't know how to feed himself. And Father will teach you how to eat. He'll teach you how to walk. He won't throw you out just because you mess up every now and then. Hallelujah. And I am convinced that when you let condemnation come in on you, I'm going to tell you something, it'll block your healing. So don't deny yourself the privilege of getting healed just because you haven't learned how to walk or eat. Father has set the table. Get up there, partake, eat the bread. It's for the children. Hallelujah. And you know what? While you're looking at the word, you'll become like it. While you're eating the word, the bread, you'll become like it. Hallelujah. The word is alive and full of power. Hallelujah. It's powerful enough to change you, heal you, bless you. But you have to take ownership. Isn't this good? Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord just began to download that in me the other night. I was just so excited about it, I couldn't hardly type fast enough. Hallelujah. See, if I buy a new car and bring it and put it in your driveway, if you don't go out and get in it, it might as well belong to your neighbor. You have to take deliverance. Go out, get in it, drive it, put the keys in your pocket. Belongs to you. You have to take delivery of what's been paid for and delivered to your door. We take it by faith. You don't have to go out yonder and do something to get it. Just receive it tonight. You receive it and take ownership of it before you see it. That's what faith is. Now, right now, faith is not will be, not was. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. It's the title deed to what you can't see. Hallelujah. Whoo, glory. What we get from God comes in proportion to your new identity. So you have to change your identity to go in and get what God has for you. You got to see yourself as belonging in the family. So you may be the black sheep, but you're still in the family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're having a party and only family members are invited, you have to be a member of the party or the family to get in. You need to know your identity. Hallelujah. The grasshopper cannot get in and get what belongs to the family. The enemy has endeavored to sow a grasshopper image into you so that you can't go in and take it and possess what really belongs to you. There's a word called potential. What is potential? It's hidden abilities. It is something that you're capable of being and becoming. Do you see that you have potential on the inside of you? You can manifest, oh, hallelujah, come on. I mean, you have potential there, and you can manifest your healing because of who you are. Hallelujah. Bless God. God put it on the inside of you when you got born again. My potential is determined by the one who made me. God knows me, and he knows what he put inside of me. Now, sometimes my mom didn't think I had all that. Hallelujah. Sometimes a lot of my friends didn't think I had all that. In fact, my mom never tried to discourage me, but some of the church did. Hallelujah. They made fun of me, and they told me that, you know, I mean, for goodness sake, somebody said to me, I know you don't even speak good English. Well, I speak pretty good hillbilly, you know. God understands me. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you know what? You got to see the potential that God put in you. Quit looking at what somebody else saw or didn't see. God knows what's in me. The Holy Ghost is in me, and he's got everything I need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you see that when I run up against a problem, I have a problem solver on the inside of me? Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm part of the family of God, but I'm sick. The doctor says I'm going to die. What gave that doctor the right to pronounce a death sentence on you? Come on. I've seen people that God told them, or the doctor told them they was going to die in 3 weeks, and that's been 25 years ago, and they're still alive. Come on. They're not God. You're royalty with a healer as your big brother. Isn't that great? We're in the family. You have to take the word of your father over the word of the doctor. After all, that doctor is just a practitioner. Hallelujah. The father says he heals all your diseases. Somebody tell me where that's at. What does he say? Come on. Psalms 103, you bet. Hallelujah. You need to know that. Praise God. Hallelujah. He heals all your diseases. He also says that he'll perfect that which concerns you. Who knows where that's at? Psalms 138:8. Yes, we have beat that down into you. Don't forget that. He's going to perfect that which concerns you. Hallelujah. There was virtually no limit to what Adam could do. And there's virtually no limit to what you can do if you'll connect with the one who does things through us. If God has called you to do something, honey, all hell can't line up and stop you. Hallelujah. You understand that? He wants us healed and delivered. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to prosper in every way. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Where's that found? What's that? 1 John 2. Amen. He said 2, but he, beloved, I wish above all things. See, we have the answer. You say, well, that's dumb to ask people. No, no, it's not. You need to know these things. You're letting these young boys up here show you up. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we have all the answers to our lives in us because He's in us and He knows everything. He'll show you your pathway to healing. You know, that may be just something you're supposed to be doing. Listen to Him. He may tell you, drink more water. Don't drink coffee. Get more rest. He may tell you some things. And listen to Him. One day you could be lying on your deathbed and the next day up going on with your life. Is anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. I told somebody this week that God could take a hip that they replacement and turn it to bone. She looked at me like she didn't believe me, didn't she? Hallelujah. I believe that nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. Hallelujah. God can pull some things out of your memory that have been there and tormented you all your life. And God can so pull that out that you can't remember. Oh, glory to God. I'm talking about a God who can do anything. See, I have to push you beyond your comfort level. I want to push you to a point where you won't settle for what the doctor tells you. You'll go on to a healing. If Joseph could be in the prison in the morning and in the palace in the afternoon, why can't we get the kind of miracles that belong to the family? Just as much as Joseph did. See, the Bible says we don't have to do anything we don't have anything because we don't ask. He said, you have not because you don't ask. You have not because you ask not. Hallelujah. He didn't say, you have not because you beg not. We're not beggars. We don't have to beg. He said, ask, then expect, then receive. Are you sick here tonight? Get healed. Just get healed. Come on. Some of you are healed in you need healing in your mind. And as you're hearing these scriptures, just get healed. Hasn't the devil tormented you long enough? Come on. Hallelujah. When you got in the family, you got everything belong to the family. Peace of mind belongs to the family. Get healed. Receive it. You keep mulling and going over what's happened and just keep going over it and going over it. Cut it out. Hallelujah. Begin to press on and look forward and see what God has for you. I don't know what I'm hitting that on, Tim, but I'm hitting something. Hallelujah. You're part of the family. The one that says by His stripes you were healed. You may have to shift, leave one level of faith and go to another. Maybe up to now you've had doctor faith. Maybe you've had medicine faith. Maybe you've had psychiatrist faith or psychologist faith. Maybe you've had that kind of faith. But now I want you to move on to miracle faith. Hallelujah. Get some suddenlies and some impossibilities. You may have to die in one level in order for you to live in another. Maybe you've always trusted doctors. And I didn't tell you not to now. I'm just saying to trust God to use that doctor. Trust God to get you healed without a doctor. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we have junk pushed at us constantly. You know, we need to ask our doctor. Ask your doctor. I can't even go exercise unless I go ask my doctor. Hallelujah. Well, my doctor told me medicine or exercises profits me a little. So I need to exercise, you understand? Hallelujah. But they push medicine at us like candy. Check with your doctor. Check with your doctor. Can you believe they push stuff on TV that can kill you? And they tell you it can. And people take it anyway. But then they encourage you to take it. And if it kills you, the next commercial will tell you they got a good lawyer that you can hire to get your family a big settlement. Hallelujah. Call bad drugs. You know, they got that. I would suggest that you use your brain that God gave you. And don't do everything the television tells you. Like that dumb commercial where the girl, you know, he says, where'd you hear that? And she said, on the internet. And you know they can't lie on the internet, you know. And then here comes this. She said she found a boyfriend on the internet. He's a French guy. Here comes this guy, bonjour, you know. I'm going to tell you something. We need to, bless God, we need to know what's going on. Hallelujah. Did you turn that off? Yeah. Okay. Hallelujah. Bless God. My mom fell last week and was in pain, and they gave her something for pain. She broke out all over her body. So they gave her something for that, and her tongue swelled up. Am I trying to tell you not to go go to, you know, to take medicine. No, I'm not. But I'm trying to tell you they don't have all the answers. But we know the one who does. I thank God for medication that can ease the pain of a broken bone or a bad bruise. But that's not the final answer. Someone there at the home told me this week, your mom is amazing. She just won't quit. There's no quit in her. She belongs to a royal family. And royalty don't give up and quit. When she gets ready to go home, bless God, she'll just go in and go to sleep. Hallelujah. I believe that. She'll wake up in heaven, but she won't die with the stinking disease, and she's 97 and a half. Hallelujah. I'm amazed at how the world and a lot of the church think about, they think science has all the answers. Listen to me. There may come a time when this good old USA, that medicine will be so expensive that you can't get your hands on it, or they don't have it. Or the doctors will put you on a list and you have to wait in line to get an appointment to see a specialist. You say, well, that can't happen in the United States. Oh, yes, it can, people. I'm not telling you it's going to happen. I'm just saying you need to build your faith in a God who doesn't need you to get on a list to see a doctor. I'm talking about a God. You know, I hear stories about people back in the Depression it was just wonderful how they would just believe God. I mean, appendicitis, and they'd have no money for doctors. And God would just touch them. They'd pray and lay hands on their kids, and kids would get healed of things that ought to kill them because they had faith in a living God. We need to get faith in that living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Build your faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, what are you going to do if your faith is not in somebody who made you and knows how to fix you? Spend more time in the Word of God than you do watching those silly commercials that advertise things that have the potential to kill you. Build your faith in the one who loves you, adopted you, put you in the family. Do you know that you can disown your own children? But you cannot, if you adopt a child, you cannot disown him or her. Did you know that? Oh, glory to God. I've been adopted. Hallelujah. I've been adopted. And he'll never disown me. You know, you can get mad at one of your own kids and write them off. Just tell them, I disown you. You're not in the family. But if you adopt a child, you got to keep them. Hallelujah. I'm permanently in the family. Glory to God. I've been adopted by the one who owns it all. The one who can do anything. The one who has all power and will never leave nor forsake me. He can't get rid of me because he set it up that way. Hallelujah. Sometimes I tell him that. Lord, I'm beginning to get a hold of grace, but, you know, sometimes I just feel so rotten about myself. You know, have you ever been there? You just felt rotten. You did something, just felt rotten. And I've said to the Lord, I didn't call you. Your word says you call me. Now you're stuck with me. If you don't fix me, I'll just go around acting like this. But I'm going to tell everybody I'm your child because you chose me and I can't fix myself. And if you don't fix me, I'm in a mess. So, you said you'd never leave me, and I'm not about to leave you. So you're stuck with me, Lord. Well, he wants to be stuck with you. Set it up that way. Hallelujah. Permanently in the family of God. I'm so grateful for the promises of God. Now, if I'm an heir, I need to know what the will says. He left me a copy. Ha ha. Woo. Glory. And I don't have to go to a lawyer to have it read. You understand? It's been probated and sealed with his blood. He came back to make sure I got all he left me. Hallelujah. Bless God. Isn't that great? The only way I can be denied of what's mine is if I don't take ownership. Receive what rightfully belongs to you. See, the enemy will try to steal it. Make him bring it back. The Bible says if the thief is caught, he has to pay back 7 times. He'll try and talk you out of it. He'll try to make you think God doesn't love you enough. He's not going to give it to you. He may love everybody else. But Romans 8, 1 and it's Romans 8, 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. Just because symptoms come back and looks one way don't mean that things cannot be changed. Because I can take my faith and change it. It was impossible for Sarah to have a baby at age 90. Did she have one? She sure did. It was impossible for my daughter-in-law, Shar, to have gotten a kidney without surgery. for God to put her in one, a kidney, just put it in there. But she's got one. Hallelujah. It's impossible for my shoulder to go back after it was broken and not set. But it happened. Hallelujah. It's impossible for a guy who had cerebral palsy for 18 years to begin to talk normally overnight and get out of the wheelchair and begin to walk. But it happened. Hallelujah. Is anything too hard for God, I ask you? It's impossible for a dead bone to come back to life. But it did. And you know what? Bev has told you so many times about her son getting healed of that dead bone. And my son-in-law had a dead bone. And he began to take, I got him her testimony. He began to take that and confess the word, and he got healed. But you know what? About a year ago, all this pain come back on him. And he began to, you know, it just really played with his mind, you know. And he's standing. Finally, my daughter said to him, go get it x-rayed. Well, he went and got an x-ray yesterday. You know what they found? Nothing. The doctor said to him, I don't see where you've ever had a problem. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Impossible things come to pass when we stand on the word of God. It's impossible for a man to pass 100 kidney stones and do no damage, no bleeding, no pain, just a little pressure. But it happened. Hallelujah. It's impossible for a tumor to disappear just because you believed it would, but it did. Hallelujah. We can take impossibilities and turn them into possibilities with our faith. Hallelujah. It's impossible to take an old sinner like I was and turn him into a saint, turn him into the righteousness of God, but he did. Hallelujah. And he can do anything else I believe him for. Hallelujah. And if you're born again, he did that to you too. Maybe you thought you was some great shakes and he got a big deal when he got you. I hate to bust your bubble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're just as big a mess as anybody else. Hallelujah. He settled that some 2,000 years ago when a man came to him and asked him if he was willing. And Jesus said, I'm willing. Be healed. That settles it for all men and for all time. God lives outside the realm of what you can see. He's a spirit. He works outside of time, and he's not limited by it. Nothing is impossible for him. My God can do anything. People say, I know God can, but most of the time he won't. You know, you got to know he will. Hallelujah. Well, I have never heard of that. Well, honey, just because you never heard about it didn't make it not right. We're hearing about it more and more, and we're going to hear more and more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you got to know. You have to know he will. He can and he will do anything I can believe him for. If he promised it in the word, you got to find that promise in the word. Lay hold on that. Take delivery of that word. Glory to God. Take delivery of that word. Hallelujah. He not only promised it, but he's pleased when I go after it. People say, you can't force God to do nothing. Nobody has to force God to do something he wanted to do in the first place. This was all his idea. Hallelujah. Bless God. How'd you like to have bought and paid for just great things for your children and they wouldn't take ownership of it? Wouldn't do what it took to get it. What if I tell you I bought you a new Audi, whatever you want to call it, put it in your yard, but the neighbor come over and took it. I left the keys in it just there for you, handed you the deed and said, the car is yours, the keys are in it, go get it. And you go out there and the neighbor took it. What would you do? You'd march right over there, you'd show him that title, you'd make him give it back. You'd call the police or take him to court, whatever you had to do, but you'd get it back, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. Well, I want to tell you something. Jesus bought you a healing and the devil took it. What are you going to do about it? And Jesus bought you peace and the devil stole it. What are you going to do? Oh, glory to God, come on. Jesus paid for your prosperity, and the devil walked away with it. What you going to do about it? Hallelujah. Sit and cry and beg him to come and do something? No, you better get up, lay hold on what's yours. Hallelujah. Don't cry and feel sorry for yourself. Hallelujah. Get back up. And bless God. Take what rightly belongs to you. Take it by faith. See yourself with it. There's a level of greatness that God has for us, a level of walking in health like we've never done before. He wants us to manifest all that he's promised. I believe that. Just like Adam walking in the garden. Hallelujah. I told somebody, if God likes poverty so well, why don't he live in it? He don't. Glory to God. A lot of times we think we can't get a healing if no other person has gotten one. You know, we know somebody who died with that. We look at all the people who stood for healing and they died and we stop believing. See, we get tired of fighting. I'm telling you tonight, get back up. We can't do a thing about what's happened to somebody before us. The doctor says, you know, it's a very rare case. Nobody's ever lived with this before. We'll be the first. Come on. I remember my friend's granddaughter had meningococcemia. Isn't that an awful thing? Hallelujah. She was dying, and it was a form of meningitis. The doctor told us that the meds they were giving her would kill her before it killed the disease. He said if she lived, she'd make medical history. She swelled up like I'd never seen anybody before. She looked more dead than alive. We couldn't even go in there. We'd stand outside the window and watch. Hallelujah. The doctor said she was dying. Her mother said she was dying. Her grandmother said she was dying. But I want to tell you something. Jennifer was not saved. And the word promises the seed of the righteous will be delivered. And I stood on that and I said, I will not let her die in Jesus' name. I told her grandmother, you shut that up. You stand with me. She's going to live and not die. And 5 days later, they wheeled her out of intensive care into a room and she's fine today. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to stand on the word and lay hold on that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When she called me, she said, Evelyn, get up. I thought, oh, I've overslept. It was like 2 a.m. I said, what do you need? She said, Jennifer's dying. I said, no, she's not. Oh, yes, she is. You don't understand. Here, talk to her mother. Jennifer's dying. You know, bless God. You got to sometimes just turn your back on what the doctor's saying, what people are saying. Her grandpa came to Jesus as a result, and he's in heaven today. She got saved as a result of this. Healing is God's dinner bell. I'm going to tell you something. When people start to get healed in here, and we see healings every week, but I mean, when we see some of this miraculous stuff, hallelujah, I'm going to tell you something. This place will be so full, you have to get here early to get a seat. Hallelujah. Even if they tell you it's impossible, never give up. Never give up. Fight the good fight. It's a fight that's already been won. The only good fight is one that you know who the winner is. Hallelujah. There's no give up in me. There's no quitting me. I intend to win. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said I could. He also said healing belonged to me. He told me I'm in the family. He sealed that covenant with me. Hallelujah. He redeemed me from the curse. And he will enforce what I declare. He will. Job 22:28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You need to start declaring, devil, it's going to be like I say. Hallelujah. Devil, you ain't whipping me, and you ain't killing me. Hallelujah. I'm going to live to a ripe old age. I'm going to live till I'm satisfied. Hallelujah. And I take the blood of Jesus, and I dismiss your case against me. I tell you, devil, you get your hands off what belongs to me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Too long, the church of Christ, the church of Almighty God, has run from the devil. Hallelujah. That's too long. Now I say, get up and fight again. Hallelujah. Come on, people, let's get with it. Jesus said he has a plan for us, and it's a good one, not one of sickness and disease. You know, I've told you this before, but I don't even dare stop real quick. If I do, goodness and mercy hits me right in the rump because it's following me. You understand? Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy, not disease and trouble. Hallelujah. Not depression and aggravation. It's goodness and mercy. I lay hold on that. Lay hold on your plan. Take delivery of it. It's a good plan. And it's not one of sickness and disease, not one of poverty and lack, not one of bondage and suffering. And certainly not one of misery and brokenness. Get with the plan. Take delivery of your healing tonight. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:4-5 says in the Amplified, surely he hath borne our griefs, our sicknesses, our weaknesses and distresses. He bore it. You think he laid it on Jesus and then going to lay it on you too? You can't. You know, that's double jeopardy. You can't try somebody. Oh, glory. You can't try somebody twice for the same offense. You understand? And they tried Jesus. Hallelujah. He was tried, glory to God, and he paid the penalty, so I don't have to. They can't pull me up there and have me stand for that again, because Jesus paid for it. Come on, say glory.
Glory.
Pretty weak. Hallelujah. I mean, you ought to jump around and say, glory!
Glory!
Hallelujah. I'm talking about facts here. Hallelujah. I'm talking about truth here. Hallelujah. He has borne our griefs, our sicknesses, our weaknesses and distresses. He has carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten and afflicted of God, as if with leprosy. But, I love that. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Hallelujah. Whoa, that's good. Amen, that's good. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I got one more page here. Hallelujah. And it's not even a whole page. I want you to see Jesus carrying your symptoms. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Now I want you to use your spiritual imagination. I want you to see Jesus carrying your symptoms. I want you to see him carrying your diseases on his own body. See him taking one lash after another until his back was shredded to ribbons. See him falling again and again under the brutality of the scourging, only to rise again and again for more beating until all your diseases were healed. Receive your healing as you receive what is perfect work that the cross has accomplished for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I come against every foul disease and every sickness that is on anybody's body in here. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we cry out for mercy tonight. God, mercy. Lord, let us see the mercy of God. Let us see the grace, and let us see that we can take delivery of our healing tonight. Reach and get it. I give you enough scripture to live on the rest of your life. Hallelujah. So just take that tonight. Reach and get it. It's yours. Say, I will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to tell the devil, you are not killing me. You're not killing me before my time, and this is not time. God's not done with me yet, and I'm not satisfied. So I'm not going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bind every sickness and every disease. I bind that spirit of unbelief. I felt that rise up a while ago. In Jesus' name, I bind that spirit of unbelief. All that rebellion and all that witchcraft. I bind you now. And I dismiss you from this building. I say you get out in Jesus' name. Because we're here to believe God. We're here to get our healing and have it manifest in our life because Jesus paid for it. So, Father, I thank you that you're walking. Oh, glory. You came here tonight, and there are angels here tonight. And, God, I just thank you that you're walking here to enforce what you did at Calvary. Oh, glory to God. You're enforcing what you did at Calvary. Hallelujah. Oh, he's here to enforce it, people. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I bind divorce. I bind divorce. I bind trouble in the homes. I bind rebellious children. In Jesus' name, I just stand with these, that all their children are taught the Lord. And great shall be the peace of my children. And Father, tonight, I bind that thing that's causing Peggy's son to have headaches. I tell you, in the name of Jesus, you'll get off. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know what? The devil may have tore your life up from back there to now. But it's time you raise up and say, hey, I'm taking possession. I'm taking ownership of what Jesus paid for. And tonight it's mine. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, you all should have done what Larry did. Stand up. Glory to God. If you want to take that, stand up and take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ichiti mehisinda kuyasanda. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing here. I thank you, God, that you have those clouded minds have been that's been stripped away tonight. And God, from this time on, we're going to walk like healed people. And I thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Boy, I feel the Spirit of God here. Whew, hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people, you know, just let me tell you this. Some of you need to just, and don't get mad at me. Some of you need to get over yourself. If you got a need, get over yourself and get up and get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.